passions a half man wither. Gotta keep those rocket vibrations a half man wither.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday morning all across the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Talk now with Seth Denson, co-founder, chief strategist for GDP Advisors, also the author of The Cure, a blueprint for solving America's healthcare crisis. You can find him at SethDenson.com, at Seth Denson on Twitter as well. Seth, thanks for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Always good to be with you.
I appreciate it. Many people perhaps have seen the story from earlier this week, New York Times story, I believe, on two friends who ended up getting COVID-19 tests, one bill for about $200, the other for about $6,400. What does that say about the state of our healthcare system right now?
Well, I think it says what we've been trying to scream about for years now, which is that there's ambiguity in our healthcare system, and unlike every other aspect of our economy, it doesn't operate in a free market manner where there's any type of pricing transparency. And this allows for, you know, what you read in that article, which is that on one day, in 1 minute, a system, a hospital provider can charge one thing, and then the very next minute charge something totally different. And the problem with this is that the goods and services that were received were the exact same. Mm-hmm. The pricing variance was different because of the insurance company used. And that's where we get into this challenge of what is our insurance really trying to do anymore? And this is where the Affordable Care Act, for example, missed the mark, was because it was about health insurance reform, but it didn't reform the main problem of health insurance, which is this ambiguity structure.
There have been some efforts in recent years to put some sort of transparency on pricing when people are looking at, COVID-19 tests or whatever the medical procedure might be. Where have those gone? Would any of those be effective in helping to address the problem?
Well, they certainly would. If you think about every other aspect, I mentioned it a moment ago, of our economic system, the American consumer drives the market, right? We pick which towns sports teams reside in the end, which flavors of Ben and Jerry ice cream stay on the shelf, and which grocery stores and retail stores stay open. But when it comes to healthcare, the consumer doesn't have any of this information. It's the one area, a sixth of our economy, where I go in and I get services rendered. I have really no idea what I'm being charged, oftentimes, until weeks or months down the road when I get what is called an explanation of benefit from my insurance company. And herein lies the real problem. And if we really want to reform healthcare and drive down the cost, put the consumer in the driver's seat. They'll take care of it. And I'm pleased to see that this is really the tack that the Trump administration is taking to healthcare. Alex Azar is pushing heavily for pricing transparency. And these are the real things that will drive down cost and increase competition.
Seth Denson with us, co-founder, chief strategist for GDP Advisors. His book, The Cure, a blueprint for solving America's healthcare crisis. Find him on Twitter, too, at Seth Denson. So who does not want this transparency in pricing? Is it the doctors, the hospitals, the health facilities, the insurance companies? Who doesn't want us to see those prices?
Yes. Everybody you've mentioned, with the exception, I would say, of doctors, and or at least most doctors. And I'll say this, you have to separate the person from the product when it comes to healthcare many times. And most doctors and nurses, they want to treat their patients. They want to do what's right. And quite frankly, they don't get into the minutia of cost. They don't even know. But the healthcare system today is not necessarily run by doctors any longer. It's run by Wall Street. It's run by businessmen and women, and they're really good at what they do. And they've recognized the way that our structure works. And so the healthcare system in general does not want this to change. And when I say healthcare system, oftentimes we link healthcare and health insurance. They're not the same thing. Healthcare is what we get. Health insurance is how we pay for it. Both have done very well under this ambiguous structure that we keep talking about, because when the consumer doesn't have the power, the consumer becomes the Ponzi. And it's just kind of operating in that manner where the insurance company has become the large finance company of this major Ponzi in America, which is healthcare.
Seth Denson with us on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. How close are we to doing anything about it? I know we just talked to there are some proposals to do this, that, health reform, health care reform always seems to be one of those things that takes an enormous amount of effort to get over the finish line. Is this a realistic goal to have at least the next, 6 months under the Trump administration?
Yeah, I think it has to be. There are a few hurdles that we have in front of us. One is Congress is never going to get on board with doing anything together, at least not in the immediate future. It doesn't seem like it. And so the Trump administration has been relegated to doing this through executive order, which, again, just provides temporary Band-Aids. And here's where we have to come together and realize that this is a problem, is that, you know, this is going to spin out of control. It's already amassed so much spending. Our healthcare system generates $3.5 trillion of spend every year. Well, that's exactly what the federal budget is from taxable revenues. And so, you have to start doing something. But the other big hurdle here is that the healthcare lobby, when you add in pharma and the insurance and the delivery system lobby, is larger than guns, tobacco, defense combined. And so this is the big problem. And so as we start to unveil it and get more people engaged, I think we can solve it. We absolutely must.
Seth, did Obamacare make things worse? Did it improve at all? Status quo, essentially? How did Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act affect this issue?
Well, it did make things worse, and I don't want to make that as a partisan statement, because I certainly don't want to say that there weren't some positive aspects of the Affordable Care Act. The idea that we would eliminate pre-existing conditions, for example, that's a positive thing. There were some other aspects that were in there, but the key issue that the Obamacare program did was it focused on one part of the problem. And if you think about our healthcare system, I used to refer to it as a three-legged stool, but it's actually a three-headed cannibalistic dragon, where you have the healthcare delivery system, the insurance system, and then the consumer. And what happens when you only focus on one piece of the puzzle, it's almost like squeezing a balloon. You're not actually letting any of the air out. You're just moving it over. And the Affordable Care Act only focused on one part of that dragon, which was health insurance. And when it did that, the healthcare system inflated and the costs went up even more.
Seth Denson, co-founder, chief strategist for GDP Advisors. His book, The Cure, A Blueprint for Solving America's Healthcare Crisis. Find him on Twitter, too, at Seth Denson or SethDenson.com. Seth, thanks so much for joining us this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, good to talk with you.
Much appreciated. And news in this morning, we're just finding the jobs numbers for June. It's good news. The U.S. adding 4.8 million jobs in June, the unemployment rate declining to 11.1%. That is an increase from expectations, which were around, 3.2 expected, 4.8 delivered. So you've got more jobs added than expected. Phil Kirpin, friend of the program, also pointing out the number of unemployed persons who were on temporary layoff decreased by 4.8 million in June. 10.6 million overall. That's also good news. We'll talk about this with Alfredo Ortiz from the Job Creators Network and also the USMCA. Now in effect, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.